Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, what's up, everybody, and welcome to Studio De Jeffrey, where we have all sorts of cowboy things to do. We are one day out, one day from the NFL draft getting started tomorrow. You guys ready? You guys ready? Who you want the Cowboys to pick? Leave it in the comments. Make sure you hit the like and the subscribe button. I love you. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh. Hi. So, quite a few things that I want to get to today, including KD Drummond, my buddy at the Cowboys Wire, with his draft commandments. And just how much fun this thing could be, but also some predictions about what the Cowboys are likely going to do. Because, I mean, we're a day away. It's time to get going. Also, some evidence of what might be the wisest course in the first round. All brought to you by my friends at BetOnline, your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Whee! I saw something that I thought was interesting today, because there's a lot that goes into what you would do with a first-round pick or with any premium pick in an NFL draft. I'm a big believer that positional value absolutely plays a part in this. The history of the NFL says that if you're going to trade up in the first round, you better be chasing a quarterback. Otherwise, the odds are against you, and you're probably going to lose that trade. If you're going to miss on a pass rusher, miss on a premier most valuable position. And so there's a lot of information and a lot of data to go back and forth on about how you would feel about picking a certain position in the first round. But you also want to factor this in. I saw it from Adam Schefter today. Over the last 20 years, they've run the numbers, and it might be a little bit cheating, but if you were to say a hit in the first round is defined by, did you get a second contract with your team? They broke it down over the last 20 years of the hit rates by different positions. And number one by a mile of hit rate is center. And the Cowboys need a center. Isn't that interesting? 92% hit rate. Now, only 12 have been taken in the first round over that 20-year stretch. Whereas you've had 104 pass rushers, and you've had 56 quarterbacks and 71 corners and 77 wide receivers because of the positional value and where teams are willing to take certain positions. You get a center in the first round a little better than every other year. So teams don't do it a ton. But that is interesting that when they do, the hit rate, 92%. Next highest is offensive tackle at 59%. Now, there's five times as many tackles in that sample size. There's over twice as many guards in that sample size, and the hit rate is 50%. Well, they crush it when you take a center in the first round. So now you have to ask yourself, are there centers that I feel like are worth that first-round pick? I think at the end of the round, probably. Probably. So, do with that what you will. Other thing that I want to talk about a little bit is the draft commandments by my buddy KD Drummond, sweet, sweet man, Cowboys Wire. And the idea that what I hear a lot from people is, I asked, anybody have draft questions? You know, I asked yesterday on Twitter, anybody have draft questions? What do you want to talk about? What do you want? Blah, 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 blah. And I got multiple questions from people that is like, do you notice that people are less interested in the Cowboys? Like, I usually love the draft and I just don't care this year. And yeah, I noticed that the interest level is probably the lowest that it's been. I noticed that on average, I would say the fan base is the most doubtful and out on the Cowboys that it's ever been, which is fine. They're still the Cowboys. They're still going to be able to generate a lot of content. But in the case of this particular offseason, I think it probably makes the draft even more interesting to me. Because of the way that they've done things and because of where they've ended up with their salary cap and with the bad contracts they've signed, which has made them wait too long on the right contracts that they should have signed, they've ended up in this spot where they may not be smart enough to do it, but there should be a lot of intrigue about the draft because you could do anything. They're obvious needs. They don't have a starting left tackle. Unless you're moving Tyler Smith, in which case you're missing a starting left guard, whatever, right? You don't have a starting left tackle. You don't have a starting center. You don't have a starting running back, probably. You need defensive tackle help desperately. You need linebacker help for sure. You don't have, well, let's just stop right there, right? Those are the big, big, big needs. But then I go to, because in most years they wouldn't have that many glaring needs. But another thing that's really important in the NFL draft is setting yourself up for guys who are going to be gone soon. So we have all of the needs I just gave you. Then add these things in. Guys who are going to be gone from the Cowboys, in theory, like their contracts are going to be up, that are going to need replacing a year from now. Zach Martin, last year of his contract. Tank Lawrence, last year of his contract. Osa Odighizuwa, your only decent defensive tackle, last year of his contract. Brandon Cooks, last year of the contract. They're in an interesting spot where, in theory, you could pick anything. You need both defensive tackle spots. You need 1, 2, 3, if you want to factor in the way Terrence Steele played last year, 4 spots on the offensive line. You could take a wide receiver if the right guy is there. You could take a corner. Let me check. Jordan Lewis was a 1-year deal, right? You could take a corner, unless I'm wrong about this. Jordan Lewis, contract. 1 year? 1 year. You've got a corner. You won't have 3 starting corners a year from now. They could do literally anything. They have needs all over the place. And that's fun when you're drafting. It's not fun to think about, I want to win the Super Bowl and how close am I and all of those things. But it's fun for the draft days. They are in an interesting spot. They need more than they've ever needed. They're going to ask more of certain players than they've ever asked. They're probably going to fire their coach after this year. Are you guys ready for the Bill Belichick hire a year from now? Is there enough smoke to that that you believe it? Because I kind of do. Oh, I didn't mention the quarterback's contract is up. What if they fire a first-round pick at Michael Penix at number 24 just to have fun? This thing could go anywhere. And I think that's really interesting. And I think that's fun. Other questions from people. Where does Zach Frazier rank against Graham Barton or Jackson Powers Johnson as an immediate starter at center? Oh, so that goes to the center thing. At number 24, or especially if the Cowboys could trade back to even further back in the at the end of the first round, which I think they would love to do because I just laid out all of the things they need. I'm good with all 3 of them. I think all 3 of those guys start at center in the NFL tomorrow, and you feel fine about it. Zach Frazier at West Virginia, yeah, I think that's a step-in NFL starter. Graham Barton, step-in NFL starter. Powers Johnson, step-in NFL starter. People can rank them however they like. I think it's reasonably close whatever way you go. I would go Barton, JPJ, Frazier. But yeah, I think that's 3 dudes that you feel comfortable that he's going to be a good starting center for you forever. CD situation at 24. What if Brock Bowers falls to Dallas, but some O-line still there as well? What do you do? Depends who the O-line are. But for the most part, I would take the premier talent. And Brock Bowers is interesting because you know what position people whiff on in the first round over and over. And we always say, yeah, but this guy's different. Yeah, but this guy's different. It's tight end. That's what people miss on in the first round. And we always say each guy is different. And Brock Bowers is awesome. I'd take him at 24 in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Will he be there? I don't think so. But you do have to keep in mind, we do this a lot with the tight ends. This guy's different and it's going to be great. And then it doesn't end up being that way, at least as a rookie. What are the chances they try and get Dak to agree to a trade on draft day? Not saying I want that to happen, but is that even a possibility? I don't think so. I think there would be more smoke to that fire if that were something that was going to happen. But I am open to the idea after Dak's quotes at the charity event, what was that, a few days ago, that this is no longer a one-sided thing, that this is no longer the Cowboys looking at, have we peaked at what we can do with this quarterback and trying to build around him? I think it's now a two-way street. I think it's very possible that Dak loves being the quarterback of the Cowboys and Dak loves his teammates, but that he looks at the Joneses side-eyed and he's just like, whatever, bro. Like, he didn't give the perfect soldier answers anymore the last few days. I think it's very possible that he's looking like, is this where I want to be? And that maybe there is a divorce coming. Maybe. I don't know. But maybe. Are you preparing yourself for the Cowboys to draft Tyler Guyton? I've done a mock draft roundup. I've gone around all the mocks the last 48 hours. And I actually came out, I think, with Graham Barton being picked about as much as Tyler Guyton. And I could see either one of those guys being the pick. And either way, it would probably be fine. Tyler Guyton might line up with where this team seems to be at the moment, where it's like a soft on the fly rebuild, reset of our salary cap, get our money squared away and our financials right before we start pushing again. And that is happening. Make no mistake about it. They're preparing in 2025 to eat all the money. They're going to eat Martin money. Even if they extend Dak, they've still got an extra $20 million. 20 plus to account for in his first year with whatever they extend him with from his void years. So like they're going to be having extra Dak money. They're going to eat Zach money. They're going to eat Tank money. They're going to eat the Gallup money that's left. They're going to eat some Cooks money. They got a lot of nom, 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 nom. They got a lot of snacking on money coming up. That's what the Cowboys got. I'll go with my prediction for now for the Cowboys is that I'll go chalk. I look at their 30-visit lists. I look at what the team needs. And I can't say that I love premium picks at non-premium positions. I would prefer to swing on the premium spots. But I will say their visit list is advertising to us what they're going to do in the draft. And their first three picks, first round, offensive line. Second round, linebacker. Third round, running back. With the caveat that there could be a double dip in offensive line in there, and a trade back makes that easier. But those will be my predictions for now. Happy almost draft day. I'm sure I'll post some piece of content tomorrow. Who do you want them to pick? Who do you want them to avoid? Let me know in the comments. Hit the thumbs up. Mash the subscribe button. I don't know what subscriber number we're shooting for, but we're going there. We got to go. We got to get more numbers for crying out loud. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.